Josh fit the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Josh fit the battle of Jericho, and the walls came tumbling down. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. And I repeat, Josh fit the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Josh fit the battle of Jericho, and the walls came tumbling down. We have so many opportunities to read the Bible. And we are making the biggest mistake of our life because we are not following the teachings of Jesus. Jesus said, grow within to the Father who seeth in secret, and he'll reward you openly. He said, he didn't say it in these words, but he said, the greatest Bible ever written is the Bible that sits right in your heart. The Bible is right inside of you. If we would listen to the Bible within us, we would have the greatest Bible that we could ever read. It has all the right answers. It has all the correct attitudes about how we should live our life and what we should think about and where we should go and what we should do with our life. Yes, it tells us exactly what our dream is. You see, we have said, yes, that's right. Gregor is looking for his dream right now. We have said to ourselves, that's too good to be true. We have said to ourselves, I can't follow my dream because if I follow my dream, I will be a bum. You know, I can't follow my dream. If I follow my dream, I will be a very wealthy man. And I'm not a very wealthy man. Well, why not? Why are you not a very wealthy man? Why are you not a very wealthy woman? And of course, the Bill says, I am. So why is it that anyone is not whatever they say they'd like to be? Because they, not that they don't believe it, it's that they have in their consciousness ideas and concepts that say to them that they cannot have that. You see? You read the Bible and you read about Abraham wanting to kill his son on the altar for God. Can you imagine God ever wanting to kill somebody for no reason at all, just as a burnt sacrifice? Well, you know the story. The story was that Abraham was trying to get his son to behave. And that's why. I'll tell you the story another time. But it's a very good story. And the story of Joshua fit the battle of Jericho is all about Moses. And Moses took his people, the Israelites, out of Egypt to the promised land. But it was a pretty crummy promised land. It was already populated. It was already filled with people. You know how the countryside is over there, filled with people. Not really. But so the divine in Abraham, and in Moses that is, told him to have his people go and clean out the city of Israel and move in. Take it over. Kill all the people. Now, is this how the divine in you speaks?
No.
Well, yes, it is. Yes, it is. Don't go telling me it's not. This is what you learned in Sunday school. This is what you learned all your way coming up. And if you think in one swell moment, in one fell moment, you can change your attitude that you have learned all of your life, all of your life. Jesus loves the little children. You know, these songs that we learn in Sunday school and that we learn as we're growing up, they are much in our heart. And we are living our life based upon those things. And God blesses the good people and curses the evil people and sends them to hell, you know. We've learned that. We've learned that. Now, you say, well, I don't believe that. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. All the traditions of the church, of whatever church you attended or belonged in or heard about over the radio or anything, they're in your mind. And let me tell you another thing. Let me tell you another thing. Right now, today, all of you are probably some of the worst people on the face of the earth because you believe war exists. You believe, what a name for a hurricane, Katerina. You believe that hurricanes exist. You believe that tornadoes, volcanoes, you believe that earthquakes, all these things exist. You believe that poverty exists. Oh, what stupid people. You believe that illness exists. You believe that death exists. And you're a bunch of fools. And I'm right there with you, because I was brought up under the same umbrella, and it's so stupid. Now, what did Jesus teach? He says, life is eternal, immortal. What did Jesus teach? He said, ask and you shall receive. What did Jesus teach? I give unto this world my peace, not as the world gives peace, but I give peace of mind, peace of heart. Now, that's what we want to put into our consciousness. We so long have had the other. Now, you're not going to take the other out of your consciousness. You have a file cabinet back there. It's called my Christian background, my Muslim background, my Buddhist background, whatever kind of background you have, and it's okay. But that's your background. So, close the cabinet. Stefan, lock the cabinet with a key and throw the key away. Throw the key away. You don't even want to ever get back in that cabinet again. That cabinet is our closed program. So, Bill, can you tell me what you're going to do? You're going to live what? You're going to live in the now. The only time there is. Now, the now is not based on those things. Stefan has left his file cabinet open. And oozing out of that file cabinet are all of those Christian traditions that he had believed for years. And they affect his thinking today. And so he tries to shove it back in, but it gets kind of hard to push closed. Because he feels naughty by saying that he's not going to follow the Christian beliefs that his family has had all their life. And you can't do that. That's all I'm going to say to him. And you can't do that. Because those are things that are very important, you know. Those are things that you believe. But I say to you, close that file cabinet. And you don't need to have Joshua fit the Battle of Jericho. You don't need to have Moses come in and bring you to the Promised Land. Why? Why? I am.
I am.
The Promised Land. My God, I give you half the clue. You're supposed to come up with the other part of the triangle, you know. Isn't that what Confucius said? Okay. So, I am the Promised Land. I don't have to go anywhere for the Promised Land. I don't have to do anything for the Promised Land except be myself and...
have fun.
Be myself and have fun. And when you are yourself and have fun, then what happens? Isn't life wonderful? Gregor, when you're yourself and have fun, what do you feel?
Good.
Well, then always be that way. I command you. I command you that from this day forward, you only be yourself and have fun in everything you do. Okay? I am. Right away, he's got to have the last word. He didn't say, yes, sir. Okay. You know, yes, Your Honor. And Alan.
Yes.
The only job you have on the face of this earth is to have a big smile on your face from a big happy heart.
Right. Thank you.
Every day, every moment, no matter what goes on, if something isn't being done right, it doesn't shake your boat at all. You just look at it and you say, I think we'll do that again. See these staircases here? See them? We put in a staircase and we put 7 inches up and 7 inches down. Good staircase. It was made of concrete and steel and everything. Well done. Well, I didn't like it because I wanted the staircase 16 inches deep and 4 inches high, 16-4, because it's just like floating up the stair. Have you ever walked up that stair? It's just like floating up the stair. And so we tore it out. And Anita here and Irene and who else was on the sledgehammer? You broke that thing up and tore that thing down. And then we hired a very excellent concrete man, our neighbor, and we asked him to put the stair in. He said it couldn't be done. I said it can be done. He said, well, it won't fit. I said, it will fit. And so I showed him the design, and finally he built it pretty much like it should be. Then he poured the concrete in there, and then he went down to do some other work with some other concrete, and the concrete was too thin. So it went like a slide. And each stair was like a toboggan slide, you know. And so I said, oh, come on now. So I said, thank you, goodbye. We paid him, and we didn't make any fuss about it. We just had hired someone who was not responsible in all areas of his job. And we still have him as a neighbor and as a friend. But we had to tear that out ourself. Now, he should have torn it out, you know, but no, he did what we told him with the wet concrete. We would have sent the concrete back and said, no, 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 stop right now. Bring back a more firm concrete. Well, finally, we got our building contractor who has done these things for us. And we told him what he wanted, and he said, it can't be done. I said, I have paid you before, and you've done things that you said can't be done, as long as you receive the money. Now, I want this done. And so I said, here's my plan. I said, you can improve on it if you want, but here's my plan. So he went up there, and he improved a little bit. And he put the platform up there, and he put the steps up there and made it all beautiful. And that's what we have today. A beautiful walk, that beautiful staircase. People just love to walk up and down it because it's such fun to go up and down it. And we've had lots of other interesting experiences around here because we fell in love with the contractors. And in the process, they gave us a poor job, you know. So, never choose your husband from your employees list, because he ceases to be an employee then. Ceases to do the work of the employed. We have within us all the magic we could ever use to be perfect and to enjoy life. We have within us all of the genius that is going to make our life happy so we can be ourselves and have fun. Now, all we have to do is get rid of the past. And the past says to us, it doesn't work, it's no good, it doesn't work, it's no good. Now, how do you get rid of that past? Well, before it knows what you're doing, you have to lock it up in that file cabinet. You have to say, now, get back in the file cabinet, get back in your places, and then slam and lock it, you know. And don't keep the key. Because it's going to say, oh, come on, let me out. That's such a nice thing for you. Come on, let me out. I don't have the key. I threw it away, and I don't know where I threw it. And I can't use a crowbar to get in there because then I ruin the whole filing cabinet. I don't want to ruin the file. You just stay in there and be happy, you know. And so after a while, it stops moaning, you know. After a while, stop giving attention to it. And then you start paying attention to the now. And when you pay attention to the now, what happens? If you are thinking the same thoughts you thought in the background, in the past, then you're in the same place. But if you're thinking new thoughts, now, are you a new person? Are you born new right now?
Yes.
Are you a born-again Christian?
No.
Yeah, but you see what that means? Mm-hmm. A born-again Christian is a person who is born again to the traditional beliefs that they had. Now, are you born again God?
Yeah.
Yes.
Are you now aware that you are all of God, and you are the totality of God, and you, everything that God stands for, you are. Does God stand for evil? We can interpret some of the things God does as evil, if we wish. Does God stand for misunderstanding? We can interpret that way if we wish. Does God stand for absolute good, absolute wonder, absolute fantastic things? We can interpret that way if we want. So let's interpret it that God is good, God is absolute wonder, God is fantastic, and I am God. You see, when you say that of yourself, I like me, I am divine order, I am peace, you're putting a cause in motion that your body does not object to, that your mind does not object to. Your mind doesn't understand it. Your mind doesn't understand that you like you. Well, that's okay, you can like yourself, you know, go have another piece of toast, you know, have another piece of cake. And all is in divine order. I am divine order. Not all is in divine order. I am divine order. I am divine order. I don't know what that means, but I guess it's okay, you know. So your mind just says, okay, pass that by too. I don't understand it. But the divine order knows what it is. So I am divine order. And then I am peace. You let go and let it happen. I am peace. You let go and let it happen. I am peace. Together.
I am peace.
You let go and let it happen. You let go and let it happen. Breathe out with me. Take some in first. Breathe out. I am peace.
I am peace.
I let go.
And let it happen.
Isn't that wonderful?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it neat?
Yeah.
But that's what it's all about. Heinz? That's what it's all about. Sylvia, that's what it's all about. Yes?
Yes.
My God. Anita?
Yes?
I didn't ask the question yet. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about, right?
Yes.
Alan, that's what it's all about.
That's right.
Let me ask the question first, please.
Yes.
Gregor, that's what it's all about.
Yes.
Ingeborg, that's what it's all about.
Yes.
Stefan, that's what it's all about.
Yes.
Who's this other beautiful creature here? Sybil, is that what it's all about?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes. So, you are peace. Enjoy it. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.